Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Boesberger. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Steinbacher. Batting fourth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rip Radcliffe. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jesse Landrum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Gabler. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Gabler. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vozmak. Berger reaches second base with a double. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball four. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kramer. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Berger applying the tag. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Landrum fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Higgins moves to second. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a line drive towards first. Radcliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Gabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabler strikes out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Landrum scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive towards third. Owen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Radcliffe moves to second. Jesse Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-1 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Radcliffe moves to third. Owen moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 0-for-1 in the game. Vozmik hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gabler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Gabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Gabler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Berger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berger moves to second. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbacher hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berger moves to third. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berger scores. Krivic moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. Desautels takes first base on ball 4. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove bunts in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Desautels moves to second. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Desautels moves to third. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Desautels scores. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gabler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-2 in the game. Landrum hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gabler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Berger. Cronin scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Desautels hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Gabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Gabler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Berger hits a fly ball towards right. Chapman catches it and throws to first to double up Gabler. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Landrum fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Berger fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kramer moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker who is chasing the ball. Chapman reaches third base with a triple. Kramer scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 0-for-3 in the game. Vozmik hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chapman scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0-for-3 in the game. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker moves to second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Radcliffe moves to second. Jesse Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-3 in the game. Landrum hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Walker scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cronin. The throw from Sewell to Berger and they have Cronin trapped. The throw over to Radcliffe, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger misplays the ball. That's an error on Berger. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doerr. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Doerr steals second. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Desautels hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Renza pinch hits for Frank Gabler. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Berger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Berger reaches second base with a double. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0-for-4 in the game. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.